Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our topic for this morning is quit making teachers the parents, because it's back to school week. Quit making teachers the parents. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Proverbs 22, verse 6. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, I will be ministering for a women's conference in Miami, September 21st, for Outreach Christian Center. That conference will be going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I will give you more information as it develops, but please go ahead and save the date. You can also find that information on our website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel. Letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. Next, set your alarms now to tune in live with me to Morning Motivation at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you miss this powerful broadcast live, I put your breakfast on the stove. That means on my website at feelthefire.com after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So just go to feelthefire.com on our Morning Motivation page from your cell phone, tablet, desktop, it doesn't matter, after 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can hear the broadcast. Or follow me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, and I also post it there each day. That's Rossi, R-A-W-S-I, Williams. Finally, I thank everyone again for your support in ordering my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. So if you haven't ordered yet, please do so from feelthefire.com and share this broadcast with at least two souls today. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6, and I am reading from the KJV. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Praise God for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Come on and say it with me wherever you are. Quit making teachers the parents. All over our nation, kids are going back to school this week. Some have actually started on last week. And as they go back to school, we as parents have great anticipation for a successful year for our children. And whether it be elementary school, whether it's pre-K, whether it's high school, whether they're in college, wherever it may be, we are expecting them to go in and to continue to learn how to be productive citizens and positive contributors to society. Now, notice the key word that I utilized here, continue. Continue means basically that this is ongoing, not a new start. Ergo, here is the problem. A lot of parents are sending their kids to school with the expectation that the teachers begin the process of parenting their children. In other words, they want teachers to teach their kids morals. They want teachers to teach their children courtesy. They want teachers to teach their kids manners. But that is the issue, because it is not the teacher's job to raise our children. This is something we should have already been doing at home. This brings us to our word that we read today in Proverbs 22:6. The Bible instructs us that it is our role to train up our children in righteousness, which would be the way that they should go, to train them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. In other words, to train them how to be respectful, how to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, yes, sir, and no, sir, how to submit to authority, how to be considerate of other people, how to have integrity and character. This is not something that 6 to 8 hours a day in a school where teachers have to adhere to a certain curriculum, certain standards, which in some cases would be the world standards and not the standards that God has given us, is going to be where that would be accomplished. No, that is your job. That is my job. And guess what? We'll know if you taught them by the way they behave at school. Now, some of you may say, well, Evangelist Rossi, that may not necessarily be true, because my parents taught me well. And when I went to school, I did all kinds of things that my parents said were not acceptable at home. I can agree to that, because I did sometimes as well. But what I said is basically overall, because you know what? Once I knew that my mom found out, the fear of that whooping, the fear of that discipline made sure I didn't do that again, because I knew when I got home, I was going to have to pay the piper for what I'd done. Because when you are training your kids in the way that they should go, you see, they have a healthy, reverent fear of your authority as a parent. So although they may lean to the left or lean to the right, they may try to go out and test the waters, such as you and I did as children, they'll always come back center when they fear that mom or dad or mom and dad or whomever is raising them is going to find out. Why? Because you did what the word said. You trained them in the way that they should go, and that knowledge did not depart from them. See, the scripture doesn't mean that they won't ever go out and do something wrong. For some reason, we've allowed Satan to confuse us and to deceive us into thinking that this word is not true, because we trained them in the way that they should go, yet here they are in a sinful lifestyle. Or here they are incarcerated. No, it said that what it means is that knowledge won't depart. Even incarcerated, they're kicking themselves because they're saying, I didn't have to be here. Because my mother and father, or just whichever parent, or whomever raised me, trained me differently. I knew better. Or whatever sinful lifestyle they're in, they will still go to someone else and say, you know what? You go to church, but you're a hypocrite. And you say, how are you telling me that when you're not living right? And they'll say, because I know the word. I might not be living right, but my parents raised me right, and I know the word. See, when someone has been trained right, even when they're not living it, that teaching is so far down in them that they know that they're doing wrong. Train them in the way that they should go. Don't put your teachers in the place of being your kids' parents. Don't make the teachers the role models. In some schools, they're teaching all kinds of things, all kinds of standards and lifestyles that are in opposition to what the Word of God teaches. So if you make the teachers the parents, don't be, surprised when your kids no longer not only adhere to your standards, but no longer believe your standards and fight against your standards because you're no longer the standard setter. Teach your kids how to go in and how to be godly children, that even there is such thing as righteous indignation and righteous civil disobedience. In other words, being in submission to authority does not always mean that you have to agree with the authority. It doesn't mean that you have to renounce your faith or beliefs for the authority. That's what we saw with the civil rights of the 1960s, right? The law was that African Americans could not enter through the front doors in the South. They couldn't sit on the front of the buses. Well, they said we had to rise up against that. And so they did. And as a result, I today am able to enjoy the fruit of their labor by having a bachelor's of science in nursing and a law degree. If they had not done that, I would not have been able to enjoy the fruit of their labor. So yes, there is a time to stand. Solomon also teaches that in Ecclesiastes. There is a time for everything. There is a time to be silent and a time to speak. But there's never a time for you as a parent to relinquish your authority, your role, your God-given right to parent your children by scapegoating teachers to having to raise your kids. I know this is tight, but right. And it's hitting a lot of you today because all summer long, you haven't done anything but said, I can't wait till school starts again. Why? Because I don't have to deal with these children. You hadn't fixed your kids any breakfast all summer. You hadn't fixed them any lunch all summer. I can't wait till school starts. Why? Because they fix breakfast and lunch at school. I can't wait till school starts. Why? Because, honey, these kids get on my nerves, and maybe the teachers can make them behave. I can't wait till school starts. Why? Because, honey, that's the time I get to watch my shows all day long because the teacher got them. Shame on you for not being a parent. It is not the teacher's job to raise your children. Quit trying to make teachers be the parent. Now, we got to get ready to go into prayer. And I hope that you're going to fix this issue, that you're going to teach your children. We'll see the results. Will they be an alternative school? Will they be suspended? Will they be expelled? Will they be written up? Will they be kicked out for bullying? Will they be in there and the teacher has to send them outside of class because they're disruptive? They're on cell phones. They're texting. They don't know how to sit up and pay attention. What did you teach them this summer? Or were you waiting for what you consider or whom you consider to be their real parents to come in and take charge? Let's go into prayer. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We praise you for this right now relevant, powerful word that's getting all in our stuff, stepping on our toes, because some of us listening have relinquished our God-given authority and right, and not only that, but our moral and spiritual duties as parents to the teachers. Father, we come asking forgiveness right now. We repent right now because that means that we have not complied with your word to train up our children in the way that they should go, but rather we have given that over to teachers who are not there to be parents, who are teaching 30, 40, sometimes 50 children, sometimes in the worst type of environments, sometimes with a lack of adequate resources. And Father, we've sent our kids to school not knowing how to say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, not knowing how to say yes, sir, no, sir, not knowing how to put their cell phones down when they're in class, not knowing, Father, how to take notes, not knowing how to read and write, not, Father, knowing how to be considerate of others, even if they don't agree. We've not taught them how to disagree intellectually, intelligently, nor respectfully. We've taught them to cuss other people out, to call other people names. We've taught them to fight with their fists, with weapons, with knives and guns, instead of with their words. Father, my God, we have not done right by you, nor the greatest gifts that you've given us, which are our children. We repent right now and ask forgiveness. Now, Lord, as our children go back to school, we ask that you would cover them in the blood of Jesus. Place your angels all around them. Father, give them supernatural blessings. Cover them, Father. Protect them from danger. Help them to do right. Help them to communicate with their parents, whatever is going on in the schools, so that the parents can help them better on the front end than they ever can on the back end. This includes for our children who are going to college, Christian schools, wherever they may be. Evil is always there. Help them and cover them in the blood of Jesus. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening to this broadcast now for their children, their grandchildren, nieces and nephews and cousins, whomever it is in their lives, their godchildren, that you protect them now and that we repent in Jesus' name. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise the Lord. That is powerful. Our time is running out, so I have to give you our task for today. But stay in the spirit. Keep praising him. Very, very quickly, I'm going to give an altar call, and then I'll give you our task for today. If you heard this word and you are not saved, or if you are backsliding, I want to invite you into the family of the Lord. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name, asking the forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Glory. Now I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name. Say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family. Make sure you're getting into a good Bible-believing church. You're attending Sunday school, Bible study, midweek services, that you set your alarms to tune in live with me so you can hear this word and grow in grace at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Now, our topic for this morning is quit making teachers the parents. Your task for today is to help your children better now on the front end than the back end of being in prison, expelled, suspended, kicked out, written up, or even dead, by telling them this morning before they go to school, I love you. I'm the standard setter. It's not the teacher's job to raise you. When you go to school, you remember what I taught you. And if you didn't teach them anything, you tell them now what they need to know. Be respectful, be considerate, pay attention, and always let me know what's going on. Be respectful, be considerate, pay attention, and always let me know what's going on. Repeat that after me so I can end the broadcast. Be respectful, be considerate, pay attention, and always let me know what's going on. Tell your kids that this morning. And when they say why, say, because I can always help you better on the front end than I can on the back end. I'm the parent, not the teacher. All right, go to feelthefire.com. Share this with at least two people today. F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Follow me on Facebook at Rocket Williams. And tune in tomorrow. We're dealing with back to school all week long. I love you. Always help your children better on the front end than the back end. Help them this morning.